This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show. I did, as promised, I spent a large portion of the commercial break doing research on mint chocolate chip ice cream. And before I give you the results, let me just say, Jay Fig, I think you're going to owe Leroy an apology here.
No.
So I asked Gemini AI, are women more likely to like mint chocolate chip ice cream? The answer is yes. Women are more likely to prefer mint chocolate chip compared to men. A 2018 survey highlighted that the demographic profile of a mint chocolate chip lover tends to be middle-aged white female. According to a 2013 Harris poll, they found that mint chocolate chip was the second most popular flavor among women, with 23% choosing it as favorite. 27% chose regular chocolate. In contrast, men's preferences lean towards vanilla as their narrow favorite, which is it seems a little shenanigan like to me. I don't know too many people choosing vanilla, but
you see, basic. And also, you're asking a robot.
Hey.
Also, they become very biased.
In all my years of living, I have done one thing: pay attention. That's it. And yeah, I make these evaluations.
Oh,
based
I don't
on
care.
Paying attention.
I am not. I'm not going to.
I didn't say you.
Change my opinion.
I didn't say. I didn't say you though.
No.
I didn't say you. Like, for the most part, okay. Wait, hey, same thing is, I never, you know what, I've never heard a guy say, ooh, I'm going to go to the store and get me a bar of dark chocolate.
Well, you know what, I've seen guys go out and get mint flavored things, so.
Yeah, mints.
Like, yeah, for your breath.
So, no. so they could.
Don't tell me what I've seen and what I haven't.
But don't tell me what I've seen. Ooh. You're basically telling me that.
Well, okay, Leroy, but once again, you're out here addressing it and putting a gender on things and being very aggressive with it.
No, I'm not.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Is what I've been
saying. Okay. But what I said was accurate.
Looking down on women.
No,
is how I
no.
see it.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, get out of here.
See what I'm doing? Look, you're just trying to make yourself seem right.
Minus.
No.
You love making yourself seem right all the time. What are you talking about?
I wasn't wrong.
You can minus me all you want for sass, boy. I will continue.
I wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right. By the way, I live with three women who fit the demographic, and guess what they like? Hey, you want ice cream?
That's your household. Please. My household has never had that.
I'm not saying every. He said a
majority. Yes, you are. You said women.
Yes, a
majority. All women.
Okay, so we found one that doesn't. The majority of the numbers say, the numbers say that my numbers are accurate.
You're
not
right, Leroy.
All women.
Let it go, Leroy. Let it go, Leroy. You're
I'm
right.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay.
You will never win with me
okay.
here.
You're okay. Not,
you're dealing with logic here.
Yep. I'm going to go get you next time I see you.
You're dealing with
I'm
going
to meet you with a big bowl of mint chocolate chip ice cream and well, some dark chocolate.
Right there, boy.
And some dark chocolate. And dark chocolate.
Okay.
You like dark chocolate too?
Mm.
Mm. Okay. That's. Hey, Vlad, have you ever gone to the store and said, ooh, I'm going to get me some dark chocolate. It's so much better. Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember for a while there was this craze of people trying to claim that dark chocolate was healthy. And like, so people, I think both genders embraced it for a while. And then eventually men got sick of it.
Yeah. Listen, when I eat candy, my taste buds are getting ready for sweet. Right?
Mm. Not bitter.
You can't say that. All you go for is sour.
Not with chocolate. I'm just saying. Chocolate. When I go get some chocolate, I don't want sweet. I don't want bitter.
You're right, Leroy.
I know.
Would you like to hear from totally shifting gears from this new ESPN article that came out today on the state of the Dolphins and can Mike McDaniel rally the troops? It's kind of inside on Mike McDaniel's hot seat. So it gets interesting. This story was written by Marcel Louis Jacques, who covers the Dolphins for ESPN. Mm-hmm. He noted, you know, Mike McDaniel meets with team owner Stephen Ross after every game, and McDaniel has acknowledged that Ross's frustration after the team loses. But a team source said to Louis Jacques that Ross's disappointment with the results doesn't mean he's in any rush to fire McDaniel. The source said, Ross is patient and a believer in the process. There's a limit, but Ross will remain tolerant as long as there are clear steps toward improvement. Multiple players said the team still believes in McDaniel. Cornerback Jack Jones said the team's process is good. Their main issue, numerous Dolphins players said, is execution. Quote, I think we make small changes, but you don't change the whole thing, Jones said. It's just a situation where you don't overthink it. We've got a good team. I feel like we got good coaches. We're calling good plays. We just have to execute. Once the coaches eliminate bad plays and the players eliminate bad plays, I think it'll be a lot better. The whole player speak thing is not that interesting to me, but the part about you heard that noise I made? I don't know what that was. I flipped against a spring here. But to the part about Stephen Ross, you know, kind of having patience and not being in any rush to fire McDaniel. I mean, what do you think, Leroy, it would take to test that patience, right? Because Dolphin fans want changes despite what happened last week.
I think there's a fine line between making changes and being patient simply because let's think about what the solutions are. In most cases, the way we are now with sports, the solution is another Mike McDaniel, right? Another up-and-comer. Because if you get an old coach, coach or a retread is going to come in and want all the power. So that's where you are. And so I understand why he's going to be patient. I understand that he doesn't really need to make a decision until the end of the year because, like, the only thing that making a decision now would do is what? The players are playing for the guy, right? So I get why he's being patient. There's probably some things that – and here's the other thing. He might already be talking about changes. He's just not doing it now. That's it. Like, we don't know what he's thinking. I do appreciate his loyalty, though. Like, you would want your boss to be that way while understanding you better get your butt in gear. Yeah. You know, like, the two don't have to be here. The two don't have to be the same thing, meaning that just because he's patient doesn't mean he's going to put up with it forever, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's fired coaches before.
Right,
so yeah.
It just means that he's not, you know, he's going to sit back and evaluate it, and I appreciate that. Like, you should all appreciate that. You don't want an owner making quick decisions based on the vibe of the fan base right now. You don't want that. You want him to like be patient with it. Now, there'll come a time where he has to. Look, it comes a time where everybody has to make that decision, right? He's not exempt to that. However, what's out there? Tell, like, and I always ask people this. Vlad, we have these conversations all the time, right? I say, okay, who else do you want to bring in? Ross has been terrible. Can I just say this? Do you do realize Stephen Ross is not making those decisions? Right?
But isn't that part of the problem, though? Because he's the owner?
No.
Like, he needs to have the right
you don't want your,
those decisions?
Go look around at all the owners.
That doesn't,
wait.
Fall on him?
Go look at all the owners making decisions. And look at where that franchise, their franchises are.
Well, I mean, there's some good franchises, though.
Go! With owners making decisions. Go!
Well, I mean, the Steelers have always been a good franchise.
They're not run, but they're not. Their owners hire people and step back and
fine,
don't do
so,
nothing.
So hire the right people then.
Okay, but here's the deal. How long have they been wanting to run their coach out of town? Tomlin. Long time.
It's happened before.
And you know, yeah. You know what they say? This is our show. Right?
I mean, I'd much rather have a long leash with Mike Tomlin than Mike McDaniel.
Okay, but okay, and let's also ask you this. When you look at all the teams that Pittsburgh has had, right? Have the Dolphins had anything close to that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I
it's the decisions from you know all around. Right? So when you talk about Cowboys are relevant, they're relevant because they're the most expensive franchise. They ain't relevant because they're good.
Yeah.
Because that owner just got rid of their best defensive player, and now they're a sieve. So
would you like to hear the top NFL coaching candidates and tell me if any of these tickle your fancy?
I'll break them down. Go.
Okay, they break it down here, offensive-minded, defensive-minded. So offensive-minded first, Ben Johnson, formerly the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. This doesn't make any sense because he's so some of these don't make any sense.
Is he a head coach already, right? Isn't
yeah,
he in he's
like,
Chicago?
This doesn't make any sense.
Isn't he in Chicago?
Yeah, he is. That's why I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, is it from last year? Is it from last year?
This might be from last year. Well, Cliff Kingsbury is not currently a head coach. Joe Brady.
He's an offensive coordinator in Washington.
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator in Washington.
And he had an opportunity, so you would need to know how has he changed from that college offense, and is it more NFL ready, right? There's that. So that you still haven't – keep going.
Let's see.
Also the same age as Mike McDaniel.
One of the names on the list is Brian Flores. That's not happening here, obviously.
Right.
Let's see. Mike McCarthy, Bill Belichick. No, thank you. Steve Spagnuolo, who's currently the defense coordinator.
He had a chance. Maybe you think he'll be better this time?
No. Yeah, none of these names are exciting me.
Right.
Honestly.
So what's going to happen
the Dolphin fans will throw in John Gruden. But
no!
Doesn't excite
me. Really? You know he's got an issue right now, right?
I mean, yeah.
Isn't he fighting the NFL for the money?
Didn't he win that already? Or it's been settled?
Yeah, both.
I think it's settled.
No, it's not settled. They could read the emails. His case is not settled. His case is back being an open case now. And, like, the emails and everything is going to be let out. And I think the NFL doesn't want those emails to be let out because it might.
I don't think Gruden wants the emails
you
let
want,
out.
No. Here's a name. You want Rex Ryan? Mike Shula? Robert Saleh? Saleh?
I mean, I'd bring in Mike Shula just for the last name. I'd give him a chance. Some Shula magic.
There we go.
And there's multiple Shula sons.
You say Mike McCarthy? Really?
No.
Hey, Mike McCarthy's good, man.
I didn't say he was. No, Vlad. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm not saying that. But understand that of all these names, is there anything that jumps out at you like, okay, that's going to be a game changer? So if you understand this and you see what's available, how you know the owner's not like, we might as well at least just see it through the end of the year?
Well, I mean, clearly he's going to see it through the end of the year. We've reached.
Yeah, I could see him getting to the end of the year at this point. If they really wanted to do an in season, the timing would have been like 2 weeks ago.
And just because he's saying I'm not making any changes now, don't mean. And here you go, RV and Richie, kick the tires. Kick the tires as we're going to have you as a loser organization for the next 10 years.
Kick the tires.
Kick the tires. Good organizations don't kick tires.
Let's kick it off to this last break. I gotta get ready for this game.
That's solid, Vlad. Solid segue.
I see. Wait, did Jennifer give a little?
Yes.
Oh wow! Why are you so? Okay, let's go to break.
Did it three times.
Let's go to break.
We'll wrap up the Tobin and Leroy Show. FM 104.3 WQAM.
She's gonna get a mint ice cream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.